The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is September the 12th? Huh? Doesn't quite, if 9/11 was on the 12th, it just wouldn't have the same fucking ring to it, would it? I don't think so. Here we are, welcome to the podcast. Check out the beats again, once again by Polymath there at the start. Let me just get right into these plugs here. Guys, go buy yourselves a ticket for the Ulster Hall show. My show, General Banter, is on the 16th of December in the Ulster Hall. Listen, you want the fucking stable of dickheads playing this place at the same time? You know? Liam Gallagher, from Oasis. You got Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, okay? Then, this cunt, okay? We're all the same, you know? We're all in show business. They're gonna do their wee songs or whatever, and I'm gonna talk about my dick and balls the whole fucking time. Get yourselves a ticket. Go on Ticketmaster. Go on the fucking Ulster Hall website. Buy a ticket. You can't get a ticket. You can't reserve a seat anymore. It's all just general admission to the General Banter show. How fucking ironic is that? So get yourself one of those tickets. Lavery's, as usual, is just the first and third Wednesday of every month. The next one is on the 20th, which is next week. And also the tickets for my London show. I'm doing the General Banter show in London on the 30th. No. Hold on a second. 16th of December is the Ulster Hall show. I don't know what I said there. And 30th of November is the London Museum of Comedy show. So, get your ticks to that. Also, if you're in London, it'll just be one show, 1 hour, me pretty much running through the show. But it'll be fucking sweet as fuck, mate. And we're working on a Glasgow gig. If you got any Scottish people out there, I'm sure people would go from Edinburgh to fucking Glasgow, would you? If it was absolutely necessary. Hopefully. Very possibly. Any fucking high. That's it. Lavery's is next Wednesday. It's every month. There will be a cut-off soon where I'm going to stop doing that because we've got the Ulster Hall show coming up. Ulster Hall show, 16th of December. Get yourselves a ticket. And the Museum of Comedy gig on the 30th of November, which is in London, mate. Okay? It is 7:26 in the morning. Let me play this intro and then we'll get up to our fucking balls in this podcast. Fuck me.
The General
What?
The Play General it. Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Wait about you, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get stuck right into this because it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm going to have to record this for an hour and a bit. And then basically Connor Begley's coming around because I need to shoot a clip for a video. And then we're going to shoot that. And then he's going to go to the shop and buy sausages. And I'm going to sit and edit the video and send it over to our friends over at Boost. Who are expecting videos from me because they're a day late and I had to be like, listen, there was a delay in your delivery for bottles, so I want to apologise that I'm late right now. However, for sure send me the bottles on time. But hopefully these levels are okay. I mean, the problem is right now I've got these headphones that are lying in the office and they're actually Morings. And they're like Philips, but they're, you know, one of those, like, you go to Urban Outfitters and you buy a pair of headphones and you're like, dude, these look like what Robin Williams wore in fucking Good Morning Vietnam. And in reality, they're fucking turd. But they look good, you know what I mean? You know, people always say things like, you know, the fucking, what you want is a nice pair of old cans, man, to listen to these tracks. And you need to get it on fucking vinyl because there's a certain warmth to the vinyl that really just lends itself to the music. And you're like, yeah. Stick a pair of fucking Sennheiser, whatever the fuck they're called on, you know, with some fucking crispy goddamn MP3s. Tell me it doesn't sound better, you fucking loser, hippie bastard. Can I get a fucking... Oh, shut up. So anyway, that's what we've got in our hands this morning. Got to get this out of the fucking way. It's 9/11 today, lest we forget. Huh? It's weird that the world is also falling apart again, but this time just with wind. In fact, I seen a list yesterday and it was like, here's just to catch you up. You know, one of those smarmy fucking, just to let you know, guys, that, and then it was just a list of what's happening in the world. And they were like, Hurricane Irma, fucking up all these places, Florida, blah, 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 Houston, cunted. It was just like, these places are drowning, the place is full of water, it's fucked. And then a list of places that were like, oh yeah, California, all these other places, a couple of places in Europe, whatever. They were just like, these places are getting fucking wrecked with, like, drought, technically, and the place is on fire. So, they're suffering from huge amount of fires. I know California had crazy fires. So basically, you know, I don't know what the fuck it is, but there's just extreme weather all over the goddamn... I don't know if a bushfire is weather. Well, it is. It's so fucking warm and dry that it goes on fire. There you go, I talked myself into that. But the place is fucked right now. 9/11, and it was 9/11. You know, it's one of those things, depending on what happens on that day, you kind of hear less and less every year. but, you know, the internet, of course, is filled with just clips of 9/11. And do you know what? I mean, the thing about conspiracy theories is a lot of them are good theories and your opinion can be swayed so easily. They're like, blah, blah, blah. You know, George Bush was lying to us. Here's another clip. And you go, right enough. I saw one yesterday. And I'm like, they always talked about the fucking controlled explosions. They're like, this looks like a controlled explosion. You know, like the fucking plane hits. And then like 40 floors down, there's like a line of smoke just goes all out one side. And then the whole thing falls like a free fall. And then the whole argument's like, oh, would it even do that? Would it burn out? Here's the one freaked me out, right? And I'm starting to believe this a bit because of a different clip that I saw. First of all, I saw a clip of a plane taking off out of New York, and it was someone filming out the window, and you can hear all the noise of inside the plane, and boom, all that noise. And there's like wee kids talking, and there's a baby like, bye-bye, New York. And they're filming out the window, and the plane hits a drone. So someone has a drone, like, way up in the fucking air and over New York, and this plane clips the drone, and the drone takes... You know the way if you look at, like, a fucking easy jet wing, the wing goes out and just, burp, like, curls up at the end? I don't know the fucking... The term... for the what's the word? The aeronautical term? I don't know what the fucking word is. The tip of the wing goes up at the end, and the fucking thing clips that, just clips it, and a fucking drone, like, you know what I mean? It looked like a big one, in fairness. It didn't look like a DJI Phantom or some bullshit. It looked like it had fucking, you know, 8 blades on it. It was big enough, but it just broke the top of the tip of the wing off. I don't know what happened to that. They must have had to turn and fucking land, but hopefully they had enough wing left to do so. But, it was just watching that, and then I watched this other clip where they were like, you know, watch the way this plane hits the building. So the plane goes shoom, and it hits the building, and straight away the nose of the plane comes out the other side. Like the fucking, like it was almost like, I don't know, like the fucking nose just went, like essentially like a missile is what they were saying. Like some sort of fucking warhead just comes straight out the other side of the building. Meanwhile, they're showing clips of fucking, you know, there was like a plane where like this plane got hit by a fucking bird on the end of the plane and it had a giant dent in it. Like it, he was parking it and he just drove it into a fucking bollard. Only this was a goddamn bird. What the fuck? You know, and then they showed all these clips, like, here's a bus hitting out, like, they were like, this is a big, thick fucking concrete wall, very similar to what, like, you know, World Trade Center was made of. So this bus just plows towards it, douche, does absolutely nothing to the wall. The bus is, like, folded up like an accordion. Then they were like, here's a fucking actual jet plane, which they had on a set of, like rails, basically, like a train. So the push, like hit the accelerator, and this thing just went full clip into a wall, and it didn't take off because it was obviously pinned to the floor. But they drove it into this fucking concrete wall, not a big wall, you know, not like a fucking Jesus, look how thick, not like a this is the World Trade Center's fucking walls here, and they just gunned this plane, and it hit the wall at like whatever 500 fucking mile an hour, or whatever speed planes go at. And they were like, the thing was atomized. They were like, bar the tip of the wings that were wider than the fucking wall. They were the only bits that were salvageable. They're like, the rest was just flames and dust. It just fucking, poof. Like, planes are thin. My dad has worked in fucking, on planes for many, many years. And he's like, if you seen what a fucking plane's made of, you wouldn't go near it. And I was like, cheers, Dad, that's fucking reassuring. like you could walk up and let you just punch your fist through the fucking wall if you wanted to. No, they're like, in the event of an emergency, pull the red dick. You know, nah, mate. I think if you're in an emergency, you can just fucking, seemingly you can just run at the wall and just pop out the side of the plane. Fucking hell. But basically they were saying, like, you know, if a fucking plane was going that speed and it hit a big fucking giant concrete fucking structure, the plane would, like, of course it would do damage to the building, but it would more than likely just shatter on impact instead of like completely disappear into the building, like shunk, like it's driving into a fucking just cube of goddamn bubbles and then shoot out the other end with the nose intact and then before it goes on fire. I don't know. Seen that clip and I was like, oh god, I thought I'd let that one go, and I'm like, nope, back on the full conspiracy bus. It's true, like, it was the same as when the one that hit the Pentagon, or whatever the fuck it was. You're like, where is it? In fact, that seems more fucking plausible, you know, that it hit a big fucking concrete thing, and there was literally zero fucking, you know, evidence of it, I mean, anything ever hitting the fucking thing. Because it hit a big concrete wall at like 400 mile an hour and just turned into just a fucking puzzle. But I don't know, as I die here, I'm not a scientist, which is the new word I'm inventing for scientist. I'm not a fucking scientist, all right? Which makes you sound real, real fucking clever. It's 9/11. Was International Suicide Prevention Day also September 11th? Or was it the day before? I don't know. I just remember seeing it pop up and I was like, well, that's, you know, pick a different day for sure. Like the day after. Also, I hate these days. You know what I mean? Today is not like, you know, we're not going to, it's like anti fucking, you know, domestic violence day. And you're like, sweet. As soon as the clock strikes 12 at night, I'm going to uppercut my fucking wife in the face. I hate those days where it's like, today's the day where you remember the thing. Suicide's not one of them things where it's like, oh yeah, all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, remember that people feel like they want to kill themselves sometimes. You know? It is a rough thing, the old suicide, and it's just like, you know, depression mixed with shit life, you know what I mean? There's a lot of fucking stuff you do in your life, everyone does, that is just crap these days, you know what I mean? Like, I was up last night about 3 o'clock editing a video, but at least I was doing it for myself. Well, I was doing it for like a client, but you know, I'm technically self-employed. It's the type of work that I've chosen to do. So I'm like, this is grand. Sometimes you work late, whatever. But I mean, like, you forget the majority of people just work fucking shit jobs that never change. You know? You just think, if I worked here in this place for the next 5 years, it's like a prison sentence. You're like, right, these are the amount of fucking days I have to work. These are the amount of hours I have to be in every day. Look how much fucking time I spend in this shithole. You know? Oh, and if you're late, someone's going to give you shit. And you're like, oh, really? Really? I'm late? Like, Tesco's is going to fucking drive off on me and I'm not going to get to work in here? Don't start me in fucking Tesco's. But actually, I was about to go on a Tesco's rant. Suicide Prevention Day. Serious fucking business. They have all those campaigns, especially for dudes, because they're like, the rate in guys is a lot higher, I think, because, you know, they're supposed to maintain some image of being a hard cunt without, like, you know, being able to tell someone that they feel like shit. And then they end up fucking killing themselves. And then there's all those things like, it's okay to talk, you know, even if you're a fella. Even if you're a guy, it's okay to talk about that you want to kill yourself. Of course it fucking is. And do you know what? Oh, shit. Look at this computer. Fucked. Yeah, you gotta fucking speak to someone. I feel like you gotta treat yourself like a dog, which is, you know, I sometimes feel like if I ever feel like shit or, you know, you feel a bit down, you need to dramatically just spin your life around. You know what I mean? You need to make yourself feel some real human feelings, as in, like, do you mean, like, I don't know, sometimes you need to shock your body out of shit. This is not in any way professional advice from a fucking loser who's talking to himself at 8 in the morning. You know, like, a dog can be just barking in one direction, then you fucking get its attention with a biscuit and it just turns around. It's like, oh yeah, I feel like you can do that with your body ever so slightly, you know? Like, just exercise that fucks you up. Jump in the sea, you know what I mean? Bang some prostitutes. I don't know. I sometimes feel like, it's a bit like, you know, there's times where I've been like, oh, I feel like fucking just bad. And then you go to like jiu-jitsu or something where you're literally getting fucking essentially beat up and you're trying not to die. Because people are choking your neck. And you're like, this shouldn't be relaxing or reassuring. But there's something about it where you come out and you go, do you know what? Maybe things aren't so bad because I was literally being killed a second ago. Apart from a tap, then the guy just let me not die. You know, that's the type of things you can do. Get some nature. There are things, not that there isn't, you know, clinical depression and, you know, people just can't help it. It can be hereditary and all that shit. But there's a lot of people get super depressed just because the circumstances that they're in. You know, medical professional, Colin. I don't know anything about it. Although at the same time, I also kind of understand it, which is weird. But for sure, talk to someone. You know what I mean? Let them whip you. Let them spin you around from like facing some problems. Just spin them around. Take you in a different direction. That was 9/11 suicide. How about that? How about that for a start to the fucking podcast? Shout out to everyone who came out to Lavery's last week. We had Sean Hegarty. We had Donny Kingston, who was a new guy doing a bit of a spot. He did pretty decent. Got a few laughs. It's just what happens is there's a lot of dudes, you know, I've been one of them, where you come from an environment like an open mic where it's tough to get laughs, and you're constantly working around trying to navigate this thing, and you're not going to get a laugh, so you need to make a joke about not getting a laugh, and that probably gets more of a laugh than your fucking joke, all that shit. And then you get in front of a Lavery's crowd and you need to learn how to work a crowd that are actually a good crowd, which is a different thing. You need to learn how to do well, not just be funny, but you need to learn how to, you know, fucking actually get laughs and stuff with a crowd here or there to laugh in a full room. So he did well. Paddy killed it. Sean did well. So yeah, it was fucking it was good times. It did fuck all last week, you know what I mean? It was just like we joined the gym and we've been trying to go to the gym, which if you had a 9-to-5 job, your routine is set out for you and it's actually probably easier to go to the gym, you know? If you're like, I have to go to work at 9 so I can get up at fucking 6:30, go to the gym, do a bit, get changed, go to work, and we're fucking flying. Whereas my fucking stupid schedule is like, you don't know where the fuck you're going to be. You're all over the place. You wake up, you're like, right, shit, I have to do these videos to a deadline. And that runs over. And then you're like, okay, blah, blah. And then this is happening. And then we've got to go here. And then Lavery's on. And sometimes you're a bit like, you know, where the fuck am I going to squeeze this in? Whereas if you just knew your routine, if you knew that you had a fucking 9-to-5, you can squeeze it in after. So we're trying to squeeze as many gym sessions in as possible. Been enough times now where it's really starting to get into the fucking groove of things. I hate gyms, you know what I mean? I've always played rugby and stuff when I was younger, and different things where it was supplemented with going to the gym, and it used to bore the fuck out of me. I remember going to the gym with like mates of mine when I was younger, and they'd be so into it, and they're all walking around pissing sweat, and their white t-shirts fucking stinking from all the dirt from the bars and the weights and everything, and all like, oh, that's it, no, wrapping their hands up to fucking deadlift, that's it, lads, fuck me, and doing that, like, you know, chest out. Did you ever see the walk people develop when they think they're big fucking lads, you know what I mean? Or they like, I've been lifting weights and all, so you immediately get that, like, you walk like your thighs are fucking 44 inches around, just, your chest out and your arse out and all, like, and you're, like you're holding two tellies on your own. Fuck, that's me lifting weights and all, so it is, hold on. There's something that fucking those guys get where they're just like, my body is a fucking machine. So they're just like, the body functions just, they just let them happen, you know what I mean? That's me. This is the way I breathe, man. I snore when I'm awake because I take creatine and fucking built as fuck. And they're lifting weights and everything's just like, that's it. Lightweight, walking around like a fucking pit, and just, you know, like, just downing fucking protein shakes, like, I can feel it feed the muscle, that's it, no, giant burps that just smell like fucking strawberry protein powder, which is like someone's fucking, you know what I mean, like, just drank the runny bit of the top of a fucking petit filou, and then just, there you go, mate. Sorry about that. That's my body functioning because it's a fucking machine. No. Sorry, mate. There's a protein fart. Enjoy out there. It smells like fucking just a big old sulfurous asshole. Just that's exactly what anyone that's into weights is just like. Oh, I don't even remember. Hold on a second. Hold up. Sorry about that. I shaved myself. Let me go for my 18th protein shake a day, and then we're done with that. We'll do a protein shake, you know what I mean? Oh my god, it drives me fucking insane. Or some cunt that's been at the gym for like a week, and he's walking, he's like built like a fucking shoelace, and he walks in with a fucking tub of creatine, like, oh, me on the weights now, so it is, mate. I lift fucking weights, so it is. How long did I walk up this girl on a fucking cross trainer and fucking literally put my feet on the fucking bits and stand behind her with a boner being like, here, love, do you want me how to show you how to take out up a fucking gear? And buy up a gear, I mean, up here, fucking hole, you know what I mean? Anyway, I don't like gyms that much. They bore the fuck out of me. Like, I can remember going to the gym with those people and they were doing all that shit. And, this sounds like a boast, but, you know, they would do all this shit and there'd be fucking four of them on a bench press. And they would do, like, there's my set of eight, and then you would do yours, and then you'd wait another fucking 20 minutes till all these other cunts scream through it, like, ah, that's it, no, ah, lightweight, mate. And then, that's a good lift, mate. Well, I had a lot of protein. Sorry, mate. But you would, and then you'd have another go, and you'd do your fucking bench presses and shit like that, and then you would go home. Like, it got to the point where I would go in and I would do, like, 30, this is going to sound hard to believe with my build, but I would go in and do about 30 minutes of fucking cardio and then just join in with their thing after, because I was like, I've been going to the gym, these cunts, and whatever rhythm they've got into, they're fucking drenched with sweat, they're stinking, they've got fucking calluses in their hands that are bleeding and all. And I was doing the same shit as them, and I would leave and be like, I feel like I haven't done anything at the gym today. You get that feeling where you're like, I don't feel like, you know, as much of a fat, lazy cunt as I am, if I do a workout, I want to feel like I've done a fucking workout. You know, you want to be sweating, you want to be sore, not sore, but like you want to be knackered to some extent. And I feel like I would leave the gym more often than not, just feeling all right. And these cunts were like doing that, like, that's me walking with my legs far apart and all because I'm a fucking tank, mate. You know? Oh, I can't drive my car home because my feet are shaking and all. My legs are involuntarily shaking. It was such bullshit. But what I'm saying is, I feel like I've got into the rhythm of it a wee bit more. Been a few times at the gym. I was downstairs in the gym we go to, and it's all been done up. There's a lot of new machines and stuff, and, you know, different free weights, and, you know, I was doing different shit. I was trying to do a lot of stuff specific to, like, you know, strengthen my back and shoulders and stuff. Haven't been to the physio for a fucking shoulder blade, shoulder injury type thing. Not an injury, it was just fucking sore from me sitting like a prick. But, you know, different exercises for the back, a lot of pulling, you know, a lot of pulling exercises. Pull your dick. And then I just sort of discovered, like, this is boring the fuck out of me too. You know when you sign up to something, you're like, this costs me £40 a month or whatever the fuck it is. And I'm like, I don't really like this. But then we started going upstairs where they've got a big open area where they do a lot of circuits and stuff. And most of the time there's no one in it unless there's a class. But, you know, I've gone up there now and, you know, laid out some kettlebells and, you know, just planned out like a workout. Do a few like superset type things. This is probably really boring the fucking shit clean idea if you're listening to this. But, you know, I'm getting into it now. Because I hate that walking around the gym going, what's this machine do? Oh, will it do some deadlifts? Oh, I can't do that much weight. In case I look like a fucking fruit in front of all these people. Let me put on an amount that's really going to fucking shit my vertebrae up for the rest of the week. You know? So finally found it, the way to get through it, which is, you know, just set yourself up a circuit upstairs and just fucking bash through it. And, You can really kick your shit in with, like, two kettlebells, let me tell you. Fucking hell. Can barely wait my whole day, know what I mean? I had a protein shake and all the... Sorry. That's the protein coming out my hole. So that's the gym banter that's been going on. It's weird, because we did sign up to that gym, and then after the 3 month, we left. Typical. And then about a year later, almost a year to the day, we went back in, crawling back, like, hello, we'd like to sign up to the gym again. They're like, well, all right, your details are still in the system. You fat bastard. A coffee is fucking rank. We got a coffee machine, and it takes the little fucking capsules, and you can get them from Costa and fucking, you know, different actual coffee brands are making these little pods, and the coffee's good. But we ran out. And we only had decaf, and then we had some other shit. So I've just made like an instant coffee, but it tastes like there's a cock being in it. There's been a cock in this, guys. Hey, Starbucks, there's been a cock in my thing. Before I tell you about going to Tom the Bear's house at the weekend, listen to this. God damn fire. Oh my God, stop with the shit computer, bro. Do you want to hear some pure fire? Oh, this computer is decked, I swear to God. Is 4 minus 1, that's 3, quick maths every day. So, as you well know, I like to find clips of what you think are mentally ill. That's not the right word. Retarded is the right word. Rappers, you know, we've been through Designer. We've had that guy. This is my new guy. 2 plus 2 is 4 minus 1, that's 3, quick maths. His name is Roadman Shaq, and let me tell you something. He's roadman shit. Listen to this rapping, right? Proving that I'm gonna have a new section in this podcast. I was talking to Aaron about this.
Every day man's on the block. Smoke.
I swear to God. This computer does this thing the other time where it just flips and flops about the place like it's been taken over by fucking aliens. And you can't click on anything. And I don't know if there's any Mac experts out there. This thing just has a disease. It's probably got spunk in the keyboard, like, but let's not get crazy. You know, we've been through Designer. We've been through a bunch of rappers who sound like they have brain injuries. Please welcome to the league, Roadman Shaq. But as I was going to say, I'm going to have a segment that's called This Guy Earns More Money Than You. And it's where I have fucking idiots rap, and then I turn around to like Aaron and whoever else I'm in the company of and go, yeah, this cunt makes more money than you. So there you go. Listen to this fucking dirt right here. Oh my god, I swear to god, this fucking computer.
One, that's three quick maths. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was a uckers. When the thing went quack, 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 you man were ducking. Old tight ass neat. He's got a pumpy. Old tight my man. He's got a frisbee. I trap, trap, trap on the road. Moving that cornflakes. Rice crispy. Old tight my girl Whitney.
Perfect.
On the road doing 10 toes. Lama toes. You man four, I froze.
There's something about these rappers and Migos do it where they just, it's almost like you get to go, I was in the bath. Bubbles. Having a cup of tea. Drop of milk. Cows. Moo. It's like the shittest word association ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was having my dinner. Chips. What did I have with the chips? Beans. Yeah, rubbing the beans. She likes when I flick that bean. Vagina. Periods. Women in general. Women have breasts. I like breasts. Go to the gym. Eat two chicken breasts. Yeah. Get pumped. Got a flat tire on my bike. Pump the tire up. It's like they just fucking go dot to dot to dot to dot with the shittest connections of all time. And you can't just fucking say it. You know, like, I was in a car. And make a noise after it. You know what I mean? I stole a scooter. Oh my god. I swear to god. Look at this. Bullshit Mac. Let's get more from Roadman Shaq.
I see a pen girl, then I pose. If she's not on it, I ghost. Ha! Look at your nose. What? You dickhead? Look at your nose.
You dickhead? I will use that from now on.
Nose long like garden hose. You get me? Boom. Man's gonna come back in.
Yeah.
You know like that?
Yeah,
you're feeling that?
Yeah, bad.
You're done. No, I see
bad.
You shivering in that.
Yeah, bad.
You're done. You know like that?
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Feeling.
Yeah.
You know like that?
Yeah.
Charlie Sloth, who, I mean, he's a retard, but he's got some fucking cool gear for a wee fat bitch. Looks like he's raided the Congas fucking thing. Hold on, I sip this grotesque coffee. It's very warm. Out of our fucking designer cups that I talked about last week. God damn it. You're almost like, yeah, I know you can keep coffee warm, but like there is a point where I would like to drink it. So, you know, 45 minutes later and it's still piping hot. Relax.
Feeling that.
Yeah, but
you don't know.
Cuts to Charlie Sloth and he's like got his hands on the table and he's staring across at him like, what in the fuck have I just let in this goddamn office here? And the guy's like, yeah, I'm going to come back in. And Charlie Sloth's like, yeah, man, bad. That's bad. That's bad, bro. And, like, it's funny because in the world of grime and, you know, urban speak, you can literally look someone in the face and go, yeah, mate, that's bad. That's bad. But he means good. But if I was Charlie Sloth, I'd be like, yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. Like, you can't actually rap, bruv. You know what I mean? It's bad. And then there's another bit in this where he goes, yeah, you done know. You done know. And I'm probably going, yeah, you don't know how to speak, you fucking stupid cunt. What is it with these people? Like, I can't get over that. Where you're like, it's rapping. It is the business of talking words. And you can't fucking talk words good, you fucking tube.
You shivering in that. Don't get shook, man's ear. You're protected, right. Yeah?
All right, let's do it.
Boom. Let's go. Boom. Hop out the four door with the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4. Chilling in the corridor. Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for chilling in the corridor. 3 and 4. Boom. Hop out the four.
This guy's went, yo, give me some. Give me a number, bruv, between 1 and
10. With the 4-4.
4? No problem. Give me the number. 4. Alright, I'm gonna say 4 as many times as I can in the next minute, yeah?
Boom.
How many fingers does a Kit Kat have? 4. My dad is 44. I'm getting on a bus. Number 4.
Hop out the four door with the 4-4, it was 1, 2, 3, and 4. Chilling in the corridor, your dad is 44, and he's still calling man for a draw. Let him know, when I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw. Take man tricks by force, send man shot by force. Your girl knows I've got the sauce. No ketchup, just sauce. Raw sauce.
He keeps turning the fucking Charlie Sloth, who is like dead eyeing him, just like, what in the fuck have I let happen here?
Your girl knows I've got the sauce.
This is the best rhymes I've heard about sauce in a long time now, guys. Now, listen to this. Sauce Bomb 5000.
Your girl knows I've got the sauce. No ketchup, just sauce. Raw sauce. Boom. Yo. God.
You can't go, I got the sauce. Raw sauce, tomato sauce, curry sauce, boom. You can't just go like, you can't just say random shit. I had a coffee, it was brown, nice coffee with milk, boom. Don't finish it off with a boom like you just fucking dropped it like a biggie verse. I took a shit.
The thing goes grrrr. Raw sauce.
Charlie Sloth's face. Had a poo, took a shit, it was brown, in the toilet, boom. Don't boom yourself like you just fucking dropped the best, the most fire tune of 2017, bitch. I said some words, sauce, condiments, Heinz, yeah, brown sauce, raw sauce, no sauce please, boom.
Sauce, boom.
Boom. Yeah, I said important shit there. Boom.
Yo.
By the way, this is the best bit of the whole thing here. It's just a series of gun noises, which I am a big fan of. But here, let's here we go.
The thing goes grrrr. Skiddy kid pop pop. And the poop poop grrrr. Boom. Skia. Do 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 do. Boom.
Welcome back to... This cunt makes more money than you. See if you fucking people are sitting there like, I went to uni and I got a I'm a chartered accountant, I'm a junior accountant, a fucking or like, so I work here and I'm a manager of whatever and I'm the youngest ever supervisor in the fucking we work for the bloody blah surveyors, McFucking dickbags, yeah? Well, if Roadman Shaq rolls in here and just says this and gets more money than you.
The thing goes grrr. Skiddy kid pop pop and the poop poop doo boom. Skia doo doo coo coo doo boom.
That cunt walks in there and basically beatboxes the noises that a cunt. Do you remember you were? Do you remember you were in school and you got a fucking Casio keyboard and it was like you could put on the drum kit section and everyone was like, I'm gonna make a fucking dance song and it's like dum 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 dum. DJ, that's him. He's put it on the drum mode and it's going ting ting sting pong. DJ, wherever. Like, that's his fucking whole rap tune there. DJ, yeah, yeah. It's like, he's just, you know, instead of a drum kit, it's just keys. So it just goes, like, from the top to the bottom. It's like... DJ, meow. Makes more money than you. That cunt makes more money than you.
Oh, well, I'm actually the fucking head of fucking team building McBall bags.
Yeah, whatever.
The thing goes grrrr.
What do you think about that, Pauline? You know, when you're...
The thing goes grrrr.
When you're the head of, in your fucking HR nightmare, whatever the fuck you work at.
Well, let's hear me hang around. We did a team building day and such because the bonuses are coming in.
Whatever.
The thing goes grrrr. Skiddy kid pop pop. And the poop poop grrrr. Boom. Skia. Doo doo coo coo doo boom. Boom boom. You done know.
You done know.
Brrr pop pop pop. Sking ting pung pung pung. Poop poop ding swing. Digga ding meow ting meow.
You don't know. I don't know, do I not? Do I not don't know the way you just fucking made like 1,000 noises for a shitty gun? Still makes more money than you. Do you know that I'm the youngest ever? Fucking bloody blah, la blah, 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 blah. Whatever, Graham. All right? This guy makes more money than you. The king goes grrrr. Skiddy kip pop pop. And the poop poop doo boom. Skia. Doo doo coo coo doom doom. Boom boom. You done know. Big Shaq. Yo, yeah, yeah. Alright. Fire in the booth. You get me? Man's not hot. I tell man's not hot. Ha. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babes, man's not hot. Yo, man can never be hot. Perspiration ting. Lynx effect. Yo, you done know.
Done know.
You look a bit shook, Charlie.
You look a bit hot.
What's that?
You're sweating and that again.
Brother, man don't make jokes with me, Charlie.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man, listen, you're cool on that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Brother, man don't make jokes with me. He's trying to be fucking, he's trying to be a hard cunt after that. He's like, yeah, Charlie Slaw's like, yeah, you actually look for real though. You look like you're sweating. And he's like, yo, man, don't make jokes with me. I'm serious. I come in here. Rum pum pum ping ting. Ta ting ting swing ting poing. You know what I'm saying, bruv? You don't know. Rada ding ding sking ding pung. Poop poop tits. Fucking nightmare. That's what every fucking airport bathroom sounds like. You know? Ta ting tings. But he's getting serious there, isn't he, a fight?
What's that?
What's that? Huh? That's the end of that shit. I cannot do that anymore. But they seriously did get a bit fucking edgy there at the end. Oh, don't give me an ad for fucking... Is there anything worse? Like...
2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick... Ting.
What do you hear?
Lynx effect.
Also, for sure, don't buy Lynx, mate. You know, buy an antiperspirant. The Nero gets in a fight here. What do you hear?
Yo, you done know?
Done know.
You look a bit shook, Charlie.
You look a bit hot.
What's that?
You're sweating and that again.
Brother, man, don't make jokes with me, Charlie.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man, listen, you're cool when... Nah, do you understand what I'm saying?
The Nero getting a ride there. Yeah, you're cool in that, yeah, but... You don't say anything about the way, like, he's obviously come in there. He's like, I'm deadly fucking serious, you know. I'm Roadman Shaq. I come in here and drop pure fire, bro. So don't even mess that I'm hot. You know what I mean? I don't need to take my jacket off. I'm hot. And he's like getting all fucking in his face. No, you're cool, Charlie. But normally, you know, people make jokes. People make jokes of me about my rapping. I kill people. You know what I mean? You know what you get if you fucking slag me off? Toot, 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 ping, ping. Toot, ding, ping, ping, pew, pew. That's what you get, bruv. Fucking knobhead. What is it with rappers acting hard also? You know, they act like the hardest cunts in the world. And you're like, but yeah, but you're a rapper. You're like a singer, you know what I mean? You can't be like hard as fuck, but also artistic. And creative, you know? Yeah, I mean, I'm so hard to put out an album. Fuck up, alright? Yeah, I'm too busy dealing drugs and being a hard cunt. But let me take a break for months to really find myself and record an album. Shut up. Pum pum ting ting pum. Let me just talk about something. We went to Tom the Bear O'Mahony. He's been on this podcast. I actually have a podcast that I need to upload with him in it, which I've forgot about. But yeah, basically a lot of months ago, he was like, "Oh, I'm getting married." And he goes, "Listen." He's like, I'll invite you or whatever, but he goes, there's just fucking no one go. There's like the smallest group of people going to it. And I was like, here, you've literally done Lavery's about 4 times, mate. Of course I'm not mad that I can't go to your fucking wedding. Jesus Christ. Would it go? No. I'm not going to your wedding. Fucking wise up. And that goes out to anybody. But, he's like, yeah, we're going to have this sort of housewarming thing, barbecue later on after that. Which you can come down to. And I was like, cool, that sounds great. And that was fucking months ago. You'd think nothing of it. And then he came up to do Lavery's a couple of weeks ago. And he's like, oh yeah, by the way, next Saturday or whatever, we're having that fucking party. come on down to fuck. And I was like, well, I do like barbecue food, because he's mad into barbecue and he's cooking briskets for like fucking 5 hours. And I was like, do you know what? That sounds great. And then, you know, I'm so flaky with things, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, yeah, that sounds great. And then, you know, we'll get round to the next week and I'll be like, well, you know, I've got something to do, so I can't go. But this time I was just like, well, let's fucking, why not? Let's do it. And he kept going like, oh, blah, blah, here's the directions to the house and all this here shit. And I was like, well, I bring fucking barbecue sauce. And he's like, here, you're bringing it to the house of barbecue. In fact, his actual words were, I said, well, will I make a barbecue sauce? And he goes, sure, why don't you just sleep with my fucking wife too? And I was like, I don't know what that means, but yeah, I sort of get what you're saying. You know what I mean? It's an insult to bring barbecue sauce to a barbecue. But it did anyway, so fuck you. And everyone was like, oh, sauce is lovely. And he was raging. But we essentially went down. He'd cooked fucking briskets for like 8 hours. It was all fucking red and shit. It was amazing. Some chicken got smoked. It was fucking crazy. The food was ridiculous. But it was weird because I didn't know what to expect. I was like, fuck, is this going to be full of people and he's having a big piss up or whatever? But it was actually kind of, to start with, it was more of a like, it was like a family type thing. There's a load of kids around and people with their kids, which was actually funny because when we got talking to his wife after, she was like, I had no idea all these fucking people were going to bring their kids. She's like, I know who these fucking kids are. It's like, I just want to get fucking drunk as shit and I'm like having to make sure the dog doesn't fucking eat the kids and they don't fall into a fucking barbecue or some shit. Panicking. So she, it was so funny to hear her being like, yeah, thank fuck they all fucked off, because I was just dying to get rode off. So we had all the food, talked shite for a while, you know, drank a wee bit more. I was really pacing myself because the week before was the Amsterdam weekend where I was just like foot to the floor, let's get fucking blitzed. And I certainly did, and I don't remember fucking any of it. Pretty sure I barf. Isn't it weird where you're like, did I barf or did I just feel really sick and go and stand in a toilet? But I think if I got as far as the toilet, I probably did barf. There's a sun coming in the window now. Isn't that absolutely delectable? Then we got more pissed and then everyone fucked off. And it was kind of like, yeah, it kind of was just, oh, everyone came for the barbecue and then everyone kind of just disappeared. And I think it was, we were just staying with him in his big house, which I think was a fucking being. Jesus Christ. That scared the shit out of me there. I'll turn that down. I think their house was a being. I genuinely got like fucking, you know, you get like fucking just tingles in your legs because you just got a wave of adrenaline. Jesus Christ. I should go to the gym now. I'm pumped as fuck. Pum, 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 ting, ting. Meow. What the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah, so we stayed in his house anyway, but we went to the pub and his fucking cousin or some shit was there. I don't know, for a bit, but then they went on. So it was just me, Maureen, and Tom and his wife in this little fucking pub in Broadford, I believe the place is called. And we drank and drank. Tom was really letting his hair down. He was fucking smashed for playing him. But he was tearing into the beers, which, you know, it's exactly what I was trying to avoid. I had about 3 beers the whole afternoon. Would have quite easily could have had about 16. So it was really fucking taking my time. But it was, we went this, but basically, you know, one of those places where you're like, right, there isn't a vagina in the town, I don't think. Stop quantifying women. It's just a vagina. It's just an expression. You know what I mean? Talk about a fucking sausage party. It was just dudes and old men. It looked like if the Dubliners had like 50 members in it. That's kind of what this bar looked like. Unless we're on the wrong side of the bar. Because I remember looking on the other side of the bar and being like, okay, so there actually looks like there's some younger people over there. And the side we were in was like, oh, we're all the old men. There's a lot of bars like that in the country, isn't there? That's the old man section of it, where they just stare through a hole in the wall and go, look at the fucking shape of these cunts. And then the younger side. But this is awful. This guy comes in, right, to set up to play music, and he's there with his wife. No, that's a lie. He's there with his, what looked like his elderly parents and his brother. And Tom was a bit fucking smashed at this point, so he's like, this fucking cunt has, like, he's like, this cunt's fucking got Down syndrome. And I was like, no, he doesn't. He definitely does have Down syndrome. But then the guy was setting up and he starts singing, and his family were just like sitting there watching him play. And the guy was such a wee timid old man. You can see him mouthing along the words, you know. And the guy kept singing, and the more he sang, this is fucking terrible, and I really do have the fear that he's going to hear this, but you never know because of the way the story's going to pan out. But he starts singing, and everyone's a bit like, whatever, it's loud, we're close up, it sounds like Galway Girl, let's just fucking go through it. But then Tom was a bit, he was drunk enough to be like, he sounds like shit. And I was like, he's not great, you know what I mean? We are in a fucking dump, you know, in Ireland in the middle of fuck, you know, whatever, it's whatever. I don't know the fucking stupid country songs anyway, so I didn't give a shit. But he kept singing and singing, and then he sang that Folsom, was it Folsom fucking prison blues or is that what it's called? Let me just see if I have it. Just to refresh. Yeah, I've got it on my computer here. So, play, you fucking hoe. A play.
I'm Johnny Cash.
So this cunt starts singing, right? And the more you notice it, I was like, he's really not great.
I hear the train a-coming.
But this guy was literally like, I hear the train a-coming. Around the brink. And I was, which, you know, could be just some American country singer. But then I was like, that's real bad, right? And then here's what I noticed. He turns around a bit. He's got like one of those fucking, I believe it's called a cochlear implant in his ear. Not a fucking hearing aid, like the one that's in your skull. And I was like, oh my God, that guy must have like hearing difficulties. And then he bent down to get his fucking drink, or his Red Bull and vodka, which his parents were just going to the bar and buying him a million of. And he threw them in, and I was like, this cunt, is this guy deaf? Is this guy, which, fair play to him for fucking being a live singer, but I was like, is this cunt fucking deaf? I was like, this is how shite country music is. You can literally be deaf. In fact, that might be the only way you can fucking, like, get around it. You know, put up with that shit. Rock me, baby, like me, can wait. I'm not doing an impression of a deaf person, but you know what I mean? It's the only way you can fucking stick playing live country music is to be deaf as shit. With two fucking hearing implants. While your elderly parents jive in front of everyone. Fucking the weirdest thing ever. Fair play. Fair play to him for being like, I'm pretty much deaf in both ears. Got the implants. What do you want to do with your life? Live perform music. Fair fucks to you. Go ahead. There was literally like one woman. Two women. There was like a woman who was about 55. Quite tall, not remotely attractive, with what was probably her daughter, because she was also giant, and all not remotely attractive. And there was a queue of men to, like, fucking jive with her. Like, literally queuing up, like, me next! And I was like, this is the most civil gangbang of all time. You know, they may as well have been standing in a line, just trying to keep their dick hard, till she was ready, and then you would just like arrive up on her face, like, well, me next, and then bang, 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 they're all dancing around. It was very fucking uncomfortable, but thank God I was drunk as shit. And then we went back to the house, Tom the Bear was blocked, and, you know, wanted to do nothing but fight, but in a sort of playful way, and I was like, listen, I'll do it, but let's do it tomorrow when I'm sober. I don't want to get into a I'm not going to wrestle you while we're both steaming in your house, because you're going to get offended, okay? There's going to be a point where you're going to be like, okay, my pride is slightly hurt because Colin has his knee in my face, okay? And he weighs the same as an adolescent grizzly. You know? You're not going to like it. So I kept putting it off. And then his wife made the best drunk food of all time, where she just took all the food from the fucking barbecue that day and put it together and brought it out. And it was incredible. I was like, see if I could get this on an average night out. I would be fucking loving it. I'm loving it. Let me quickly talk about Ozark. Have you been watching it? Fuck me. It's one of those shows where the first episode was so intriguing, and then you watch it a bit more, and you're like, come on, let's really get through this. But yeah, it's good. It's a good show. Good premise. It's like Breaking Bad meets Bloodlines, is what me and Maureen have sort of landed on. That's kind of exactly how it is. But it's good. It's good shit. You know, tit-wise, it's nowhere near like, you know, like a Game of Thrones, but it's good. You know? Let me get some podcast questions up in this bitch. Right, I literally have... This one might just be around an hour today, guys, but we gotta play forward with it, because I got shit to do up in this bitch. Let me hit these snap chaps. Fuck me, there's loads of them. Okay, let's... Any tips for people moving away, going to uni? Just don't be a fucking retard with money. And, just don't, see even if you're the most shy person in the world, just pretend you're not, because all you gotta do to get through fucking uni is just be like, oh, hi guys, can I play with you guys for a second? And they'll be like, yeah, sure. That's all you need to do. You know what I mean? What other tips would be, if you're going to uni for the first time, don't let that fucking first year of boozing and eating shit get to you. Because this is what happens. People go to uni, and then, you know, you fucking come home for Christmas, and you go out to see who the fuck in your hometown is out for the night, and everyone's just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck has he been eating since he's been away? I did it. Most people in my year did it. I never quite recovered from it. There's ones got home and were like, nah, I'm gonna go back on the fucking kale shakes here and get into shape. That would be my advice. Just get out there. You know what I mean? Join a bunch of stupid clubs. Don't think you're too fucking cool to do shit. You know what I mean? Just jump in there. Just pretend like you're not shy. You know? Dick as many people as you can. This might be a girl, but I've no idea. Owen, I think it's a girl. Any tips for people moving away, going to uni? Yeah, join a bunch of clubs. Don't be shy. And, yeah, just don't get fat. That's, yeah, don't do that. Don't fall victim to the fucking first year club where you're just eating goddamn mayonnaise and beer. Glenn Torren, 16, will you be watching Triple G Canelo? I probably will watch it, even though I know nothing of boxing. I know who those people are, and I've watched a few fucking highlight reels, but I could not give you any more information about their career, but I would watch it, yeah. James Kelly, sausage bop or bacon bop? Now we're talking. I've got to say sausage. If you can get good sausages, I would say sausage. So there you go. I'd rather have bacon with like eggs. So there you go. How about that for? What's your opinion on Cold Rain? What a fucking weird question. I don't know much of Cold Rain Town. I've gigged at the uni a bunch of times, but other than that, I don't really give a fuck. Lee Angelo, man, your Indian worst accent ever stuff is amazing. Is there any chance you could think up some more sketches to involve that, or if not, just talk like that in the podcast? It's fucking hilarious. You racist bastard. That's all you want to hear is me being like, "What is the crack with you, bastard?" But the thing is, you know, as Maureen has said to me many times, she goes, "You're good at accents, but you can't do it without swearing." And I said, "Shut your face, bastard." Fuck me, that coffee is leaping. Will you ever make more of the videos like the one you made with the taxi driver and when you made and there was a taxi driver? And when will your podcast be? Well, I'm actually made ones for Boost, where I'm a taxi driver. DJ Belly's taxi driver / ex-rave DJ. Yeah, your podcast every Tuesday, bro. Is that a fucking Ballyclare high tie? I think it is. House sauce or garlic mayo with a dirty donor? House sauce, mate. It's an old Ballyclare high fucking tie there. How about that? If you could go back in time, would you change anything? Well, yeah, everyone's like, no regrets. On a daily small basis, you would change probably a whole load of shit if you could remember it, if you had some sort of deja vu. You'd probably just go back and be like, you know, let's do workouts every day instead of being a fat shit. Podcast, people are probably, you're probably listening to this going like, yeah, I feel like you've got a real weird issue going on, Colin, at the minute. Yeah, correct. Jamie 183, podcast question, reading through SBG website and the description it gives is for a smaller, weaker opponent to defend against a bigger, heavier one. As a 6'7" big fat bastard, could I still join? 100%. I mean, just because, I mean, that's kind of where jiu-jitsu came from, was like, you know, leverage and fucking technique to beat someone who's bigger and heavier. But there's big fucking heavy guys learn jiu-jitsu too, and then you're in fucking Dixville. Yeah, join it. I mean, there's some fucking ginormous cunts do it too, like, so. On a scale of 1 to 712, how much would you ride Daenerys Targaryen? Yeah, she would get rid super hard. Here. Pum. Speaking of getting rid. Do you know when someone's like super hot? Like Beyonce, where you're like, yeah, she's clear, you know, she's really hot. Like, but she's Beyonce. She's almost like an entity rather than a person. You know? You go to see her. I've seen videos over in Houston helping with the clear up effort, and she's wearing like fucking denim jackets covered in diamonds and shit. I know you're Beyonce, but like, don't want a fucking hoodie, like. But you know what I mean? She's very beautiful, obviously, but not my thing. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm not sitting here going like, oh my god, she's hot as fuck. Not doing that. But she is incredibly beautiful, obviously. But you know what I'm saying? You can do that. You can go like, this person's super good looking. I'm not really getting like mad boners for them though. Rihanna was was the same as that with me, right? I was always like, yeah, Rihanna, yeah, she's hot and whatever, and her voice is a bit fucking annoying. There's Rihanna, hot, whatever, you know, dancing around, shaking her hole, whatever. And then of late, everyone was like, oh, what about Rihanna's kind of put on a bit of weight? And I was like, oh, wait a minute, now we're talking. And there was a couple of photos of her doing different stuff, and she's like, looks super thick. And I was like, god damn it, she is fucking hot. And then she's put on probably more weight again, and she launched some goddamn makeup. And I don't know what fucking red carpet she was on. But I'll tell you what, that would have been a fucking white carpet if anybody on it. She's wearing like this yellow top with no bra, and it was just like tied up like a thing. And I was like, hey, Rihanna, keep eating, pet. If you know what I'm saying. I was like, Jesus Christ. It's hot as fuck. Isn't that crazy if someone be like, yeah, do you know what? You're hot and cute, but throw on about 2 stone and people will literally be smashing their dicks with a fucking rolling pin. She's wearing this yellow top and no bra on her. Can't even talk right. She's wearing this top with like no bra on, and she's with the most luxurious tits you've ever seen in your life. And you're like, fair play. Fair fucking play to you. You feel like turning around them Kardashians and being like, see, that's you on there. None of this fucking fake arse shit and big fake titties. Get a big set of oily fucking sloppers like Rihanna over here. Wild, wild, wild tits. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. I googled it. See, for about the last 5 days, I've googled it about 3 times in a day. Not for the reasons you would imagine, just to be like, fuck me, boys. I think I sent it to Aaron. I was just like, here. For real, though. And the girl on the red carpet thing was interviewing her. She goes, look at you with your torso. She kept like pointing at her fucking torso, because you could see a bit of her fucking belly. Oh, there you go. Look at your torso. That's great. And not once did she be like, Jesus Christ, Rihanna, will you fucking put those fucking, put them fucking cannons away for a second. Jesus Christ. I just want to stuff it all in my face. Google that. Google. What did I Google? I don't know. Something like Rihanna fucking makeup. There I am looking at the picture again. Who would you ride? Daenerys Targaryen? Yeah, absolutely would, yeah. Absolutely. She's one of those people where, you know, you've got so used to seeing her with that blonde hair and she's hot as fuck, and then in real life you see her with black hair, which usually goes against my code of riding. You know, I'm more of a brunette type of dude. Hugely, percentage-wise. But she's one of those people where she actually looks not as good in real life. Because she's had... No, obviously she can't walk around with blonde fucking plaits in her hair, dressed like a dragon, but... You know, I don't know. Look into it. Who else is hot in Game of Thrones? The ginger girl? Whatever her fucking name is. What's her name? Who's Cersei? I don't know their fucking names. How about that? What time is the podcast? Nah, fuck it. How come every time you read out questions, people seem like illiterate spastics? Because sometimes people's fucking English is shit met in the middle with my crap reading. So there you go. When do you next do Lavery's 20th, mate? Your go-to hangover cure from David Jordan. I've said this 1,000 times on this podcast, but the technique is you go to Tesco's, you buy those recovery sachets, right? Or what the fuck are they called? It's basically got paracetamol and like a load of fucking Alka-Seltzer type shits. You wake up early, you pour one of them. You feel like shit at this point, by the way, because you've woken up about 3 hours before you should. You take that, you drink a shitload of water, and then eat everything. You know, eat a lot of shit. Get it all into you, you know what I mean? Eat a fucking fry, but then also eat like a couple of fucking apples. And like, you know, eat some fruit. Eat loads of put it all back in, you know what I mean? Salty bacon, an egg, some fucking beans, some mushrooms, some apples, orange, whatever. And then go back to sleep for 2 hours. Because that's what I feel like you need to do. You've kind of pissed all the goodness out of your body. You need to fill it back up and then go to sleep for a couple of hours. And let the stuff go to work, you know. Follow me on Snapchat, guys. You'll find other fucking gems like that. Podcast question. Do you fancy doing a student union gig in London? That Vittorio? Don't know if I'm saying that right at all. Maybe. Depends where the fuck it is. I'm doing a gig in London, if that makes any difference. But London's so big, they're probably like, nah, we're not going the whole way over there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, do you run a fucking student union? Give me a shout. Top 5 favourite bands of all time? Probably like Queens of the Stone Age, White Stripes. Probably like... you see, I don't know, I've got like my favourites. I like Black Keys a lot. I don't know, that's a hard question. Because as soon as you get to 5, you could name fucking 12 more, so it's tough. There's the classics, obviously, like the Black Sabbaths and... your Led Zeppelins and... I don't know, that's tough. It should just be like your favourite bands of all time, and you would probably stop at about 4, but... Do people still give a fuck about what ISIS think about? James Lord? No. Do people still give a fuck about what ISIS are at these days? I don't think so. But they've gone quiet, which is scary, you know what I mean? You don't know where they are these days. Favourite Marvel superhero? I don't fucking know. Is the Hulk Marvel? Bunch of nerds around the country. Fucking wash your mouth and you can't... Pop, 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 pop. Is Avengers Marvel? I don't know. I don't really watch any of that shit, but I remember going to cinema. I remember going to the cinema to watch the Avengers, and I quite enjoyed it, so. Signature dish, and when are the cooking vlogs coming? Yeah, I should really look into that. However, I did near kill us the other day. We bought a cooker last year, and I don't know whether it's a piece of shit or we've just had bad luck, but it's like an electric thing, and it slots in there, and the fucking hobs, like the top of it, like it was hot at one stage, right? And then it just fucking died away. And even when the thing was up full, you could nearly put your hand on the fucking thing. And I was like, this is some bullshit. Guy came out, fixed it, pulled the top off it, fixed all the elements. He goes, there you go, mate, that's working. I was like, sweet. Still under warranty, even though the guy was like a creepy fucking Robert De Niro. Was really feasting his eyes on our Maureen there. So he fucking fixed that. It worked for a while, and then something went in it again. I was like, you can turn these on and like fucking literally put your face on it. It's not that warm. So I remember trying to cook something one night, and I was like, this is taking fucking forever. And I got so pissed off that I ran out to the garage. And I remember for another video one time, I bought like a fucking, it was like a little camping thing, right? This is such fucking hillbilly shit. I bought like a little camping gas hob. It was basically to make another video. I might use it for my outdoor vlogs, those cooking vlogs you're talking about. So I fucking fired it up and was like, fuck, I can't wait for this water to boil for like rice or whatever. I'm just going to set this pan on the fucking little hob. And it looked like some serious gypsy shit because we had to ring up and get this guy to come out and fix the thing again. But obviously it takes like a fucking bunch of days. So I'm sitting there with this thing that you literally take camping to try and fucking boil rice or pasta or whatever it was. Like a full tramp. And this is what I did the other day. I was cooking something on one. There was one of the rings kind of barely worked. Worked a bit. So I had fucking heat going through that. And I was like, shh, like cooking. And then I fucking was cooking on this other little hob thing. The guy was here yesterday and he checked it. The guy had to come the whole way out and be like, yes, this is indeed broke. And I was like, oh yeah, that's why I fucking rang you, knob jockey. So he's a way to get the fucking parts or whatever. So I was fucking cooking on this thing. And I obviously got finished on one of the rings. And I just moved the fucking thing over to it. I moved the thing, this little gas canister, onto the heat by accident and walked into our little larder thing, and all I heard was, and I looked around and Maureen came running in from the living room. It's like, what the fuck was that? And what I'd done was I'd left a small gas canister on a fucking hot cooker ring, and it exploded and hit the roof, and there's a fucking dent in the roof where it hit the roof. And she's like, that could have been your face. And I was like, I have a feeling that you probably wish that was my face. Rather than having to plaster a fucking hole in the roof. But anyway, embarrassing as fuck. Full tramp status. But yeah, I really should do more cooking stuff. But it's like, I don't want someone to be like, alright, this cunt podcasts, does stand-up, does a whole bunch of shit. None of it very well, and now he thinks he's a fucking TV chef. So I don't know. I'll do it. I shouldn't really give a shit what anyone thinks. AWJ Swan. What are your thoughts on the afterlife, or is there one? I doubt it. That's Adam from Culibacky. If I lived in Culibacky, I think I would pray for an afterlife. That's hectic. I'm sorry, mate. Hold on, I drink this gross coffee again. I feel so sick. I don't think so. Nah. You're actually, it's better off to think that there isn't one. Because then you might actually do something with your fucking piece of shit life. Isn't it weird that in order to fall asleep, you have to pretend to fall asleep? I know it's not a question, but it's a topic for discussion. Francie, 69. Yeah, it's so true. You don't just fucking, hold on a second, and you're asleep. You gotta like lie down and act like you're asleep in order for your brain to turn off. But that's fun too. You know, sometimes just lying in bed is fun as shit. To a certain point, until you get bed sores, and then you gotta go. Most underrated and overrated comedians. I mean, that's a funny question, because there's no such thing as an underrated comedian. If you're funny as fuck, most people will agree that you're funny as fuck. What there is that there's this thing when it comes to, like, success as a comedian, where it's like, the really fucking good ones are, like, the no-holds-barred, say whatever the fuck they want, borderline crazy bastards. And when you're one of those people, you don't get on TV. And TV is the mark of success when it comes to show business. Are you going to get used as a comedian? Are you going to appear in all this shit? And what actually happens is, comedians who are more fucking malleable and a bit less offensive and a bit easier to control, they're the ones that get on TV. You know, and you might go like, how come this guy's on TV but this guy's not? It's because this guy maybe fucking looks better, sounds better, you know, has, you know, little innocent jokes that people are going to laugh at on TV. You're not going to get a real fucking, do you know what I mean? Like a real beast of a comedian. I mean, all the comedians I like are American, and, you know, there's guys like fucking, you know, likes a fucking Joey Diaz, for example. If there wasn't the world of podcasts, he wouldn't be famous, because no one's putting him on TV. You know, when he walks out, he's like, how's it going, you cocksuckers? That's not like fucking, you know, he's not going to be in 8 out of 10 Cats Does fucking Come Dine With Me, or whatever the fucking show is. So, I mean, underrated and overrated, it's kind of like, I mean, there's people like Stuart Lee who are considered geniuses, and I think some of his stuff's very clever, but he's such a smarmy cunt, and you're like, just do some material, will you, instead of this anti-comedy inside joke fucking bullshit. Well, I've never laughed more at any other comedian than I have Kevin McAleer. Really? Watch some other shit then, you fucking loser. People. Who needs them? Let me see. Shane Todd just texted me. McGoldrick blender mashup, for sure. How could we do that? I don't know, Shane. Think of some fucking ideas too, mate. I'm busy. But that would anyone be interested in that? A mashup of By the Blender, Mike McGoldrick? Like, this is how hard rappers are. I just had this thing on in the background. It was an ASAP Mob listening party where they're all listening to their own fucking album, and I'm like, what's, you know, we're all hard gangster rappers, 10 dudes in a room dancing to their own songs. Okay. This computer is completely insufferable. Right, I've got Instagram questions. I'll rip through them because Begley will be here in 20 minutes and I need to be out this bitch, motherfucker. Wow. Wow. Jesus, where's that? Everywhere looks like the set of King Kong. Where is she? Sorry, I'm just enjoying my own... Fucking hell. Right, okay. Let's get into this. Questions. 19. Okay. When are you coming stateside? Well, Aaron McCann's moving there in December, so I'll no doubt go and visit that fucking pleb. That's rough. yeah. What he said. Yeah, same question. My wife bought me tickets to your show in December as a wedding day gift. Good start. Jesus, pressure. Did you see the extreme coverage of the Irma on CNN? There's a man wearing goggles because it's 50 mile an hour winds. That's a still beach day at Crawfordsburn. Ha ha. Yeah, the fucking is crazy footage. Like, just fucking... I mean... I watched Casey Neistat's video of, like, one of his family members. I think it was, like, his in-laws. Basically, their house got fucking trashed. And the girl... She was saying... One of the girls was saying, like, you forget the power of water. Like, the fucking... Like, the couches were just floating about this room. And you forget about that sort of shit. It's crazy. Any tips on first time jumping into an open mic? 3 buzzes and you're off at this one. I mean, what you have to remember, and don't get pissed off if this happens, a lot of places like that will, especially like those gong shows and everything, people will just fucking will buzz you off for the crack, for their own entertainment. So half the time you don't get, I mean, that was, people are always like, oh, come to London and do the Comedy Store. I'm not going to go the whole way fucking over there for some drunk crowd members just to be like, oh, you fucking whatever, and just ring some bell and you have to leave and you're like, oh yeah, never mind the fucking flights and shit I paid for, you cunt. I mean, there is, entry-level comedy is treated like, you know, just like, you know, like the crowd or some sort of fucking Roman, you know what I mean? Like some old school, this is the entertainment and you get to try it, and then if we don't like it, you get to fuck off. Crap. What's your thoughts on the Yanks shooting off rifles at Irma? I didn't hear about that, but it seems fucking stupid. Definitely just get out of town instead of not dying. Whatever happened to the boy you started doing Iron Fighter with, or is it common knowledge and I'm just being a dick? Cash me outside. Yeah, listen to any fucking podcast I've ever done. If you're talking about Dan Watson, it was a case, one more time, here's the rundown. We made videos. He didn't like that he was getting noticed in public. Didn't want to make videos with me anymore. Started making videos on his own. then kind of stopped, then started doing some with Shane, then kind of stopped, then kind of didn't make any videos, and was very difficult to get in touch with or work with. So the train keeps moving, you know what I'm saying? What's your views on fake martial artists and people pretending they could beat up UFC fighters from Dolores Gallagher? Yeah, it's fucked up. I mean, I hate all that shit. Oh, I can fucking build up chi and stare at you in the face and you faint and all. No, you can't. There are literally fucking organizations where the best fighters in the world get together and fight for real. And you're in a fucking leisure center with a bunch of kids wearing a fucking silk kimono going like, oh yeah, I've got the secret power. Really? Really? Because you could be making a fortune rather than also stacking like shelves in Tesco's while you're fucking kicking the air over here. Sort your fucking life out. It drives me nuts. Yeah, just let me kick through a fucking piece of wood here. That means I can kick through your face. And nah. Where are we here? What's the best Christmas present you got as a kid? From Roshin? I don't know. Probably just a bike. There's nothing better than getting a bike when you really, really want the fucking bike. Irish Kitchen Bat. YouTube it. I've seen that.
Derry, catch the fucking thing.
I'd shit if a bat was in the fucking house. No doubt. The bird came down our chimney one time and her fucking shit before we got the stove thing in. Fuck that. If you could make Aaron McCann do anything, what would it be? Suck my dick. No, I'm joking. What would I make him do? I would probably make him just fucking be into like making videos. You know? Make him technically sound at shooting and making videos, and then we could really just do some shit. Do you think all these natural disasters are Mother Nature's way of punishing the people who have rose tattoos on the back of their hands? Nah. I don't know. Is there anything wrong with that? Sometimes you see a real fucking nice one, you know? Rose tattoos on the feet. How about that one? You seen that? That one's exciting. Would you do a flashback section on the Gender Banter podcast, replying to podcasts from Tuesday gone by at the end of a regular show? I know what you're talking about, because Bill Burr does that, but that is the job of a producer, you know what I'm saying? See if somebody wanted to fucking do that for, like, say, what's your name? Ryan? I think. Ryan, see if you wanted to be like, right, on this date, like, 3 years ago, this is the podcast that you did, or that week, or whatever, and you wanted to fucking listen to it again, and then go like, oh yeah, on episode fucking whatever, between 8 minutes and 12 minutes, there's a funny bit, or even fucking get that clip, because you can download all my SoundCloud stuff, and just edit the clip and send it to me, I'll put it in, but I'm not gonna, I don't have time to, like, if I had to do that today, that would take me from finishing this at 9 o'clock to finishing it at fucking 2 o'clock. And I've got to go film shit. I ain't got time for this shit, man. But yeah, it's a good idea. But that's, I mean, most people who do that have a producer, which does it, who does it for them. But, you know, whatever. Will you shift my mate, Ro Diggle? Sure. Have you ever placed your foreskin over a tap and created a cock water balloon? I have not. Final question, let's make it a good one. Paul bag something. Do you think yeet, what, will ever make a comeback? Why are the last questions always fucking retarded? What'd that say? Do you think yeet will ever make a comeback? Or is that supposed to say something else? Is that supposed to say like, do you think you will ever make a comeback? Or what the fuck is yeet? Am I really Googling this? What the fuck? I think that's a typo. I think he's meant to be like, do you think you will ever make a comeback? And he spelt it wrong. Unless yeet is a thing. Hold on. Urban Dictionary. Term used to express excitement, especially used in basketball when someone has a... What? This is a 7-second clip.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, I think he's just trying. He's trying to be funny there, and he spelled it wrong. Do you think Yeet will ever make a come? Do you think you will ever make a comeback? From what? What fucking what initial cum did I have that I need to come back from? I hope that's not what he means. If that is what you mean, I've literally never done more than I've done right now. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I've never had more hits. I've never been busier. A comedy club's never been going better. I don't think I've ever made as much money. I don't think I've ever had as many big gigs planned. I don't really know what the fucking comeback is. People always talk about, oh, you don't make fucking YouTube videos anymore. No, because people make videos for the fucking, or for Facebook. If I have 10 million on fucking YouTube, I must have 50 million on fucking Facebook. You know? Come back from what? I've never done anything of any significance. So suck my dick. Yeet ball bag. Right, I really gotta get out of here. I have 10 minutes to get ready. Thanks for listening, guys. What song do you want to play out on? Do you want to play out on Deaf Johnny Cash? Is that what you want to play out on?
It's round a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
If there's any deaf people listening to this, sorry. I'll see you later, guys. Make sure to buy a ticket for the Ulster Hall. Tell everyone about this podcast. If you work somewhere, be like, here, listen to this podcast. Go on iTunes, rate and review it. If it was a fucking cunt who wanted to lick my own dot, I would fucking screenshot them and put them up and be like, if Brian thinks this, you should listen to. Fucktards. Apologies to all the deaf people listening. But seriously, I'll see you next week, and take it easy. See you later. Bye. All the best. Bye.